The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Well, hello there. You've reached Justin's Fancy Fitness Hotline. How may I help you?
Yeah, this is my first time doing this. I don't really know how to start.
Let me ease you in. What are you wearing right now? I mean, what do you look like? Like height, age, and all that.
Well, that's why I'm calling. I'm kind of skinny fat.
So you want to build bulging muscles all over?
Yeah, I want to build muscles and I want to get ripped.
Really, really big glutes.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Does that sound good? How about ripped abs?
Yeah.
All the way down.
Yeah. I want that too. That's a great idea.
Yeah, you want that? Oh, well, you know what you want to start with? Our nutrition survival guide.
Will that help me eat right?
It's going to give you all the essential nutrients to fill that fantastic body you're going to build.
Oh, wow. You make me feel real comfortable. Is there anything else I should do?
Yeah. Just sit back. I'll take care of this. What you're going to do from there, you're going to grab our MAPS program. It's for advanced gentlemen like yourself who want to get gains.
Is it going to make me make people look at me more because I'm more muscular? Is it going to bring me some attention?
It's going to bring you a lot of attention. It's the kind you like, because I know what you like.
I think it, you know what, it might already be working. I'm getting harder.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right now. Well, you know what else? You want to build some volume in those muscles. You know how you can do that?
What?
You can get our occlusion guide.
Oh, is that where I tie things
this
off?
This is where we get kinky. We get kinky. We tie you up. It's strictly for gains. You see great muscle and definition when you use our occlusion techniques.
Oh, and what about if I want to get really ripped? Can I do like where I fast? Can you help me with that?
So what you want to do is you don't want to eat all the time because it makes you real gassy, right? And that's not sexy. What you want to do is you want to plan out when, where, and what to eat. We got all that outlined in our intermittent fasting guide. It's real simple.
Where do I find all this?
Well, you can go to our porn site. I mean, you can go to our website. It's www.mindpumpradio.com. You can pick up a bundle there. We bundled it up real nicely. It's like a hot steaming bundle just for you.
Mindpumpradio.com?
Yeah, remember that. Write it on the bathroom wall or something.
Are you in the bathroom now? It sounds kind of echoey.
What? No. No, I was just finishing.
All right, man. Thank you. I'm going to go to mindpumpradio.com.
I'll see you real soon. You sound like a regular.
Thanks. Thank you.
All right.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
So I was working out on Monday doing front squats. And by the way, the Golds in Monterey now has a platform with rubber plates.
They do.
In the back room.
Not anymore. Now it's next to all the squat racks.
Oh, well, you know.
So I'm excited to use it. So anyway, I'm over there, and it was being used by a gorilla. And I mean a big dude that looks like he's strong as shit.
Right.
But, and I mean legit strong, not like pretend strong.
Like prison strong.
No, like it's like he like you could tell he does some serious lifting.
Hard.
So he's doing front squats. I'm doing front squats. Now, I went into the workout with this intention. This is what I said to myself walking in. Sal, today, what you're going to do is you're going to go lighter and you're going to focus on depth and you're going to pause at the bottom and you're going to do really good reps. That's what I went in with. Now I'm doing front squats next to this gorilla who's doing front squats and he's going heavy, right? Mm-hmm. So what do you think Sal's doing?
Going heavy.
So we're going back and forth. And I know he's watching. I know that fucker's watching me. I hope he listens. I hope you're listening right now. He probably weighed like 275. Big dude. So he goes up. He's got two plates on. I've got two plates on. He's got two plates and a quarter. I got two plates and a quarter.
You guys sequentially started at the same time.
I got 235.
Oh, yeah.
He goes up to three plates.
Yes.
I go up to three plates. He goes up to three plates and a 10. I stay at three plates. God damn it.
He got you.
So then I'm like, how can I like somehow say out loud how much lighter I am than him so he knows I'm stronger pound for pound. But I couldn't figure out a way to do that.
Like, yeah. It's tough being, you know, only 165 pounds and throwing up. Yeah.
I almost pretended to call someone. Hey, dude, check it out. I just did front squats with 315. I only weigh 200 pounds.
Yeah.
That means I'm lifting this much weight per pound of body weight. That's a lot. Real loud next to me. I didn't do that, though. Dude, so that's what happened to me.
You know what happened to me yesterday at the gym? This is one of my pet peeves right here. Do not be this asshole, okay? I cannot stand when you go over and you do single dumbbell rows leaning on the fucking rack, especially if you're rowing some pussy-ass 70-pound dumbbells, because then you're leaning over the 90s, the 100s, and the 80s that are all underneath you and blocking all of them while you're sweating on the fucking barbell or the dumbbells that I'm about to go pick up. And it's so here's and the exception to the rule is this. If you're lifting...
Please, because I do that sometimes. So I'm like waiting for the exception.
So here's the... I do too. Okay. So and I'll explain what the exception is.
Okay, cool.
There's two exceptions. One exception is you're pretty much the only motherfucker in the gym. And there's nobody over... It's not a lot of traffic. It's not a high traffic time. There's not a bunch of people trying to get the dumbbells right there. So there's your first pass.
Okay.
Is if it's a very quiet night or quiet time that you're in the gym.
Okay.
The second exception is if you're lifting the heaviest dumbbells on the rack and you're on the end of the rack.
Right.
That's fine.
I did that. Yeah.
That is fine. But if you're the asshole doing 70s, doing single dumbbell row, leaning on the 80s and the 90s, you know, and sweating on the 60s.
Justin's going to come around. He's going to grab that dumbbell right underneath you. Pow! Right in the car.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Don't grab the wrong dumbbell.
That's what I felt like doing. It's like the same guy.
So he's using a 70-pound dumbbell and he's doing that?
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Is he a big guy? Was he a big dude?
It was decently sized.
With 70 pounds?
Yeah.
God, the world's coming to an end.
Well, maybe he's trigger seshering.
Maybe he's doing
a thing. Seshering.
Trigger sorcery.
Sorcery. I make up words. Whee.
It's similar to the guy who grabs the 30-pound dumbbells and he bicep curls in front of the mirror standing right next to the rack also. It's like, dude.
Is there an exception for that?
No. You do that too?
I don't get that close.
Bro, there's a 4 foot rule. You do not stand 4 feet through the rack and do anything.
No, you're absolutely right. You know what? It's almost as bad. It's almost as bad as going into a bathroom that's empty except one guy peeing at one urinal
and you stand right next to him. Yeah.
And go pee.
And then you talk to him.
Yeah.
And then you talk to him.
Dickhead.
Yeah. That's stupid.
Yeah.
That's just plain stupid.
Gym etiquette, bro.
Gym etiquette. We need to talk about this revolution that we're starting.
Revolution?
That we want to start.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
You know, we talked about starting a gang. I like that. I like that idea.
What'll be the name of our gang?
More like a posse.
Yeah.
I like posse.
You like what?
Posse.
Oh, posse. Okay. Yeah.
The MPP? The MP posse?
MPP? Yeah, you know me.
MPP.
I'm down with MPP.
I'm down with MPP. Yeah,
so the Mind Pump Posse. Damn. So we got pump heads, but then when we come together...
Yeah, Mind Pump Posse has a ring to it.
We become the posse.
Yeah.
Nobody fuck with the posse.
Don't fuck with the posse.
Don't penetrate the posse.
No, you can't penetrate
the posse.
Just
the posse will come.
I'm the posse later.
Blazing saddles. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Blazing posse. That sounds like an STD.
It does. Sounds fiery and itchy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fitting.
Hey, my girlfriend, she canceled our date. What happened? She got the flaming posse.
Hey, she got the mind pump posse. Hey.
Stop hanging out with
those
guys.
We're sorry we're infecting everyone.
So
that's part of the deal.
Let's break down this revolution. Let's talk about it. What we're for.
What we're trying to do?
Yes. What we're trying to do.
I'm for booty shorts.
Booty shorts.
Excellent.
Okay.
I'm for that. Excellent. Are we listing off the things we're for?
Addition.
Well, I think more in line of the revolution, Adam, not necessarily what we're personally for. Well,
I
thought he was going to say fake tits, but
I'm for that also.
That he went booty shorts first.
Adam, calm down for a second. You stop telling us what you're for.
Losing our army.
What? No, I'm talking about the fitness revolution that we're trying to grab a hold of.
I'm for that too.
Yeah. So what are we? What are the things that we're for in terms of fitness?
I can tell you. I can tell you what we're for not.
What?
We're for not for squatting on the Smith machine.
Yeah. No. So we're not. We're okay. We are for traditional barbell and dumbbell movements.
Effective exercises that change your body.
Exercises
give
that work
you strength
that don't waste your time.
Well, right. what we're
efficiency,
cutting out the fat, dude.
That's it.
The fitness industry is full of fat, not just fat people, but fat as in there's a bunch of bullshit that's out there. Yeah. That it's not that complicated. It's really there's a lot simpler process, but yet they're getting fed with all this bullshit. And so our goal is to cut through all that, get through all that, penetrate. Because we like to penetrate industry.
And we do it well to, right? You know, with our posture.
I'm glad you said that, because a lot of times what people do is they'll go and they'll just put the tip in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's not penetration.
That's not
they
what we're doing.
They always say spear tip, but, you know.
That's not penetration. Any kind of tip.
That's not what we're doing.
We're all the way in.
We're going in.
Balls deep.
All the way in.
Balls deep.
Slap.
Yeah.
Yes.
Slap, slap. No turning back.
Slap.
I mean.
So we're for effective exercises.
That's it.
We're for whole, real foods.
Yes.
We're against fads.
Right.
Right? No fads. No no quick fixes.
No squeams.
No squeams. No. God damn it.
Waist trainers. Someone asked the other day, what's a squeam?
That.
Waist trainer.
No, it's not a waist trainer.
There's just nothing training about it.
You know what a squeam is? The real thing? You know scientifically what it is?
A cast.
No. You're wrong. When you put a squeam on, scientifically speaking, it says, look at me, I'm super stupid. Everybody look at me, I'm super dumb.
Yeah.
If you're wearing a squeam right now.
It's a uniform.
It's
for stupidity.
For stupid people.
A uniform for stupidity.
Yes. Let's talk about the uniform.
Can we start that hashtag?
Yeah.
Uniform for stupidity.
Yeah. So what is it? What's on this uniform? Let's think about it. Wearing a squeam. A squeam would be one.
Yeah.
What else would be a part of the uniform for stupid people?
You know.
Tights and high tops.
Yeah, there you go.
Tights and high tops are pretty stupid.
Tights and high tops are pretty dumb.
Yeah.
I think this is a squeam, though, is a real stupid thing. Elevation mask.
There you go. Yeah. Elevation mask.
You got a little elevation mask
little
on your
Bane
face.
Bane look
yeah.
to you.
Yeah. Weight belt for no reason.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. Weight belt and
excessive
cable
amount of support on all your joints.
Yeah. Wrist bands, fucking wraps.
Whatever.
Ankle wraps. Rock tape all over yourself.
Turtlenecks, whatever you're doing.
Just to support everything.
Dude, I think we should bring back turtlenecks, actually.
Turtlenecks?
Yeah, it's time for them to come back. That was right around.
You know what else is a turtleneck?
What?
Justin's dick.
You know this. I mean, the skin has to go somewhere. Boom. It stretches real far.
You're disgusting.
Went from turtleneck to giraffe. So...
That happens.
Bro, it's like
but it's not spotted.
It's like a transformer. Did you say it's not spotted?
No, it's not spotted.
It's not spotted. It's very clean.
You don't have liver spots on it?
No, that's when you're weird. Old. Yeah. Maybe if I was out in the sun, that might happen.
Oh.
This is wrong.
It reflects light. So whole natural foods, effective exercises. What else? Are we for lots of crazy chemical supplements?
No,
we're against
the things that promote internal health. You know, health and performance. So that's the direction that we want to see the industry go: health, performance, and that optimized.
And I feel like there's a part too, because there is some things out there. And since you touched on supplements, I feel like the supplements there's so much, right? There's so much shit out there that you can purchase and be caught up on what's good for me, what's not good for me, what's going to help me for this, what's not going to help me for that. And I think one of the things for us is not so much debating the science of it, whether, okay, does vitamin D help me out? Or, oh, does a B6 do this? Or, oh, can a pre-workout do that? Like, you know, there's science that supports everything that's out there, also wouldn't be out there. But is informing people on the priority of those when you have goals? Like where is the priority when you talk about your goals, what you're trying to do, whether you're trying to gain weight, lose weight, maintain overall health, whatever that is understanding the priority that you should put things from as far as program design, as far as cardio comes involved, as far as weights comes in.
The revolution. Nutrition.
Yeah, dude. Where it all goes in order. Because right now I feel like it's really backwards. I think everybody wants to purchase the pill or the supplement that's supposed to help them. And then after that, they might look into trying to eat better. And then after that, then they look into like their design or what kind of workout they follow, you know, or
you know, it's a little rule some celebrity. You know, it's a little rule of thumb that I've always applied to clients and myself. When exercise performance is declining, I look at the workout. Mm. When the way the body looks starts to become an issue in terms of body fat, I look at the nutrition.
Yeah.
And together, you have performance and the way you look. Aesthetics, as Adam would call it.
It's aesthetically pleasing.
Aesthetics.
No, I think that's actually a really good point. Mm-hmm. I think that's a really good point.
Write
because,
that down. Someone write that down.
No, write that down. That is that's actually a good little tip. And I've actually never broke it down and thought of it that way. But it's so true, though, because the moment the diet is off, within a day, I mean, you could see puffy, you look swelling, you're holding on to water, so inflammation going on. Definitely can see a difference right away if the diet is off and not balanced. Even too, everything from your skin, your coloring, your energy levels, all those things like that right away. And then, like you said, you know, strength and starting to get weaker or plateauing hard is normally always, you know, directly correlation with your regimen, you know, or have you been in the same routine for too many weeks or whatever it may be, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's a good point.
You know, something I just realized, like, we don't give out tips, right?
Talking about tips.
We give out rods. Oh. That's what I'm saying. Like, okay. It's the whole thing.
All right. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. So anytime anybody ever asks me again for a tip about something, I'll say, no, I'm going to give you the rod.
You're going to get the whole thing.
There it is. The whole rod.
The whole damn thing.
Put that in your mouth.
So you just crossed the line there, buddy.
Yeah, I'm just information.
We don't
it's
do
an
that
information
to the second,
spear.
To the second date.
Oh.
Not the first.
I hear you.
Here's what else we stand for. We stand for women lifting heavy weight.
Oh, yeah.
That's sexy.
That's part of the revolution, too, because that's a big revolution. We're done with sitting by quietly while women are taught to do donkey kickbacks with, you know, for 100 reps with one leg or grab the pink dumbbell and do, you know.
Listen, the Thighmaster was a piece of shit. Everybody knew about it, and it still sold millions because women eat it up for some reason.
Because they're afraid of getting
big. Because
there's
a hot chick doing it.
Ladies, do not be afraid of building muscle. If you try to build muscle, you're going to look the way you want to look. You're not going to get too big. If you're already big, you might. If you're already one of those people that's got already big muscles, there's like probably one of you or none of you that's listening that's true for, then maybe. But the rest of you, build.
It's so hard for even a man to build muscle. Mm-hmm. And we have testosterone.
Except for me.
Yeah, you probably think that, actually.
You're probably pretty confident.
And you probably
just built some muscle right now.
And you probably think that it does not look weird that you're wearing white socks with those black pants. And
again.
Yeah, you were doing so well.
You know what I realized? You're wearing soccer shoes, but if you actually did soccer, you'd have huge calves.
Oh. that was harsh.
Damn it.
I'm leaving
I feel
now.
Bad about that. Yeah.
Listen, let me tell you about the socks. Let me tell you about what's going on here with the socks.
Tell me about these tube socks.
Let me explain something to you. let me explain something to you. So I enjoy the comfort of long socks. They're cozy on my feet. They're cozy around my ankles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you like, you know the word cozy? When I say cozy, what do you think of?
I think of the thing around the beer.
Right. So imagine if you could have a fireplace and some hot cocoa snuggled around your ankles right now. And I'm looking at your ankles right now.
Naked.
And they're naked and they might be a grand total of 3 inches around. If you had some tube socks around them, it would be cozy.
Hey, smaller.
Protect those motherfuckers.
Smaller ankles make bigger looking calves.
They kind of do.
Ah, the illusion.
They kind of do a little bit. So then 13-inch calves, like. But you need tube socks. Justin, on the other hand, it could be 1 degree outside, and he's going to wear shorts and a short-sleeve shirt.
And I'll roll them up, yeah.
And the reason being is because...
You were that guy, right, in wintertime that would wear shorts, probably wear shorts.
That was me.
For sure.
Yeah. It's because his people come
hot.
From the snow.
Well, he's half Viking. Yeah, well, it's because he has great legs, that's why. You and I grew up wearing pants, like trying to hide our legs forever.
You know what, though? If we were girls, if all of us were girls, he would have the fat legs.
I'd have the thunder thighs.
No, what do they call that? The cankles?
Yeah.
I'd be like Cindy Cankles.
Cankles and thunder thighs.
Oh, hey, Cindy. Good to see you. Cindy Cankles.
Yeah,
Cindy
Cankles. He's got the long calves. Like, he'd be the one that would be screwed. Like, guys don't want to date me.
And me and Adam would get laid left and right.
We've talked about this before.
Right.
Yeah.
We know exactly.
Sal would be the hippie chick.
The hippie chick that doesn't shower.
Braided armpits.
Yeah,
shit.
braided long ass armpit hair. Doesn't
flowers.
Doesn't shower.
Everywhere.
Hair all a mess and stuff.
I would put out the most.
Talking about free speech.
What are you talking about? I'd be the best in bed. All aggressive.
Yeah, the fat chick usually is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turn the lights off.
I bet you'd give the best head.
Okay.
What do you mean you bet?
I don't know how I feel about that, but I'll take it.
We're so competitive.
You know, because it's the best.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah,
no, we're so competitive that my instinct when you say
I know Sal was trying to like, wait a second.
You're like, wait, no.
I would give the best head.
Look at this. Look at this, guys. Look at the mic. No. Doesn't compare.
No.
Uh-uh.
Doug would be a little whore. You know what I mean?
Just
he'd be a little.
He's that one with the eyes that would just pierce you and just be like, I'm down.
Where do you think he got the nickname Spinner from?
Spinner. Yeah. What was the other nickname we gave him? Was Spinner? Simeon Sidekick?
Retarded Chimp.
There was that one.
Doug,
that one didn't really stick.
Doug, you know we love you, Doug.
We still call
I that. Do know that, and I also know that you got way off topic.
Okay.
You know, the thing about having a successful revolution is consistency.
Oh, man.
Our revolution isn't doing very well.
Fired.
We can't stay focused.
It's already off the rails.
Okay, this is what you do. Listen, if you're listening right now.
Redirect.
If you're listening right now, this is what you do. This is how you become a part of the Mind Pump Posse, the revolution. This is what you do. You make Instagram posts, and you post true, factual fitness information.
Yes.
And the more controversial, the better. For example.
And we'll get your back. Don't even
We will back you up. You tag Mind Pump. And anybody that talks shit, we will get on there and we will intellectually rape them.
Yes.
Okay, so what I want you to do
is whoa, guys.
In the bunghole.
I mean,
this is what I want you to do. So you post controversial stuff like, you know, you don't need to eat more than 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. That's way too much. If you do so, you're an idiot and the science supports otherwise. Tag us, put a post. Anybody that talks shit, we're coming to your rescue.
Boom.
We're coming to your rescue.
Yeah.
Or you make a post about barbell squats are the single most effective exercise for the lower body. Bar none, science, bitch. And then tag Mind Pump. We'll back you up. I want you to make posts, and I want you to start the revolution.
And you
talk
know what?
Shit,
if you see bad,
post facts.
Bad information. You know, my favorite thing to do is to mock it. So, you know, get creative, like, you know, recreate that scene, that picture, whatever, and then tag us on it and show Mind Pump in some way. That would be awesome.
Yeah, like post like a fake supplement.
Yeah.
Like Burns Body
exactly.
Fat. And like, this is bullshit. Don't
Mind
buy
Pump.
Yeah, and then put, and then tag us. And then we'll go on there.
Yeah.
Talk shit about CrossFit. Whatever you want to do.
Yes.
As long as you tell the truth and tag
Become
us.
Become a mouthpiece.
We're going to, and we will start the revolution.
Oh, we're going to get them.
Do it.
Yes.
We're going to get them.
Don't forget to subscribe to Mind Pump. Please leave us a 5-star rating and leave a good review. Say something nice about Doug because he's got his feelings hurt now.
He's a little bit.
Say something nice about Doug.
Yeah. You know what? Have an awesome day.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.